The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Remember when you were a kid and asked cool questions like, how does a worm crawl? Or how does it swim? Well, that's why scientists have so much fun, because they ask the same thing and found out the answer is simple. They do them the same way. A new study of the worm C. elegans finds that these lowly creatures crawl and swim using the same gait. The tiny worm, just a millimeter long, was the very first animal species to be completely genetically sequenced. It has many of the same genes that are found in humans, and so is used by scientists as a model system to gain a fundamental understanding of the basic principles of life. In its natural habitat, C. elegans can encounter a range of environments where its motions can be quite varied, from muddy water and moist surfaces in dry ground to the center of rotten fruit where it likes to dine. The worms swimming and crawling observed in different environments look so distinct, there was a long-held consensus that these are separate gaits, as with horses, where galloping and trotting are entirely different motions. But using a combination of experimental laboratory work and computer simulation, scientists found out otherwise.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.